back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan on this last day. Can you believe it's the last day of 2011? And tomorrow we enter into that realm that you are not allowed to be held back from, and that is the coming year. And to help us to kind of formulate some ideas and even some mindsets, better ways of maybe dealing with this whole process is our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as giving her a call at 963-0842. And we encourage you to do that. And also, Beth, Happy New Year, or actually early. I mean, it's...
Well, we can start now. Oh, happy right. New Year to you, too.
And we hope that this year has been a happy year for most people. I realize that it hasn't been for a lot of folks. But I have to ask you this question in relation to a conversation I had with somebody the other day. They said that the only thing that is real is that which is directly around us, and that there is no way to verify that the events of the world are real because we're not there. So there's no way for us to verify that unless we're there. But then that means that the place we're leaving, whatever happens there, that's not in our reality. Some people are actually kind of taking that perspective and creating a bubble around themselves and saying, unless it happens within this circumference or this diameter, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Is that a good way of looking at this coming year in terms of what we want to create?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't think so. I think there's a fine line between, you know, focusing on the present and making the most of it, and putting your head in the sand, you know. And mm-hmm. as always, I'm trying, my job is to help people find the middle road,
yeah.
you know, so that you are paying enough attention to be able to manifest your goals and dreams and in a way that brings you peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for everybody. It's really important not to get swept up in the madness of this planet we're on, but and the people that populate it. But on the other hand, you know, you have to participate.
Yeah, I think that was maybe their perspective, is that it's so easy to get sucked in. It's one of the reasons I'm not a real fan of thriller horror movies and so forth. I mean, I love a nice story and so forth when it comes to movies or television, but I just don't like filling my head with those kinds of things. And the same thing with the news. I know that stuff goes on, and you and I've even talked before about that whole aspect. What is really the point? I mean, we know that people are being unkind to other people throughout the world, and have been for centuries. So do I really need to fill my head
24/7
with
all this?
With that
yeah.
stuff?
It's funny, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because in the last 2 weeks, you know, there has been so much stress and tension in general, I'm noticing mm-hmm. with clients. And so, you know, I've had to have that talk with a lot of people. It's like, it's, you know, tune in for maybe 20 minutes in the morning, in the evening, and then fill your head with something more positive. I've been a tremendous advocate in the last couple of weeks of inspirational podcasts or recordings, or, you know, certainly your archives,
yeah.
you know, things like that. Fill your or positive music, religious music, spiritual music, New Age music, whatever, but something that's calming and soothing and grounding and inspiring and feeds your soul.
I would even
the
put it
bottom,
into that.
Yeah, the bottom line yeah. is it's your personal responsibility.
Yeah, classical music even, especially
oh,
around
yeah.
the holidays here.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Hallelujah Chorus and that kind of thing. It's
oh, yeah.
it's just so majestic. Or even, I think there's one piece called A Festival of Christmas. But again, your point is very well taken.
Right. You have to, it's not about running away. It's not about burying your head in the sand. And it's also not about letting there's a phrase in Buddhism about not being consumed by the violence of this world.
Mm.
And either physically or emotionally, psychologically. You have a personal responsibility to know what your own limits are, operate well within them, and do what works for you. And we can get a little codependent this time of year. We can get a little out there. Yeah. And so this time of year, I'm reeling people back in and nailing their feet to the floor. This is the earth. It's your friend. Stand here now.
Exactly. I saw a most remarkable, and I'd have to say rather inspirational, sight on Monday evening as we were driving home, looking off into the western sky. I believe it's Venus and the moon in a crescent form.
Oh, just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
I got some pictures of it later in the evening, right around the time the sun had gone down and it was past twilight or just ending. And I'll see if I can't post those up on the site.
Do it,
but, they're so close together.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I can get some pictures of it, because what was so remarkable about it wasn't so much they were close together and they were both shining, but that you could actually see the entire outline of
the dark moon.
Yes,
I saw that as well, and it took my breath away.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
With the last couple of moments left as we're heading into the new year, what is the best way to begin making affirmations for the new year? What is your recommendation for focus?
Well, first, go within and be clear. I was watching sports this week, and you know, there's a lot of basketball on now, and somebody was quoting John Wooden, the quote was, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail."
Okay.
And it struck me so bad. I mean, I was just awestruck by that. And so I wrote it down, of course. And, you know, I can't tell you how much of the time I see people who don't have clearly articulated goals for the coming year or for their lives in general.
Yeah.
And so this is an awesome night. This is an awesome weekend to go within and get really clear on what are the top three things you want to achieve in the coming year, and somewhere in those top three should be something about just feeling more at peace, feeling more at ease.
Yeah.
You definitely want health goals, you definitely want material goals, you definitely want relational goals, but somewhere in there, the overarching unifying theme is, I just want to be at peace, more peace with all of these things, and peace begins with me. It's an inside job.
Yeah. Well, I am always curious as to the things, the structural, physical, manifesting things that we can do. Now, we happen to have a portable fire pit we actually brought with us from Phoenix, in terms of maybe having a little fire and doing some ceremony, that kind of thing. And by the way, speaking of preparing to fail, failing to prepare, and I don't know if Amrita is listening, and it's okay if she is. I actually was able to, we talked about this before the 1st of December, about planning for Christmas and setting aside the money and so forth. And her comment was, well, I like surprises. And I said, well, you even have to plan for those. I mean, that sounds contradictory, but you do. I actually did all of my Christmas shopping. I kid you not, all of my Christmas shopping.
You have shared this. I'm so proud
of you. On December 1st, I was done. I went out. I had an afternoon free. I had an idea of the things that I wanted to get her, and I got them. And the only thing that the extra thing that I did get later in the month was a pair of tickets to the movie War Horse, which I was really expecting to be a much greater film than it was. It was fun. It was a wonderful evening out. It was a great story. But I'm sorry, Stephen, you didn't grab me. And without getting into a movie review mode here, I don't actually recommend the film. I wait for it on DVD or when it comes out on HBO or what have you. But the point is, you've said it once and we'll repeat it many times, and that is that you do have to plan. You do have to set forth the things that you truly want. But what about in the ways in which we phrase those things that we want, those goals, those desires, those hopes, those aspirations?
Well, there's a lot of different schools of thought on that, and for me, that's kind of advanced work.
Okay.
I think, because most people don't take the time to write down and get clear on what they're really doing here,
yeah.
and the graduated steps that each year takes us through. Stage one is just get clear, and then we can edit once it's on there. But try and stay as positive as possible.
Mm. I think that's. I know that one that I learned years ago. For those who are wanting to reduce their weight, was to refrain from using the terminology. I want to lose, because from the metaphorical standpoint, if you lose it, you will find it again. So in terms of the types of verbiage, the terminology
right.
that we use, someone say, well, but that's semantics. Well, you tell me, how many diets have you been on over the last 10, 15, 20 years? I've never been concerned about my weight, so I've never had to lose anything. I just know that when my feet hurt when I walk or my pants don't fit, it's time to back off on something that I'm eating. But the terminology I know can sometimes get in the way.
It really matter, and there's really differing schools
yeah.
of thought on that.
And we may deal with that in the future, too.
I would just say to people, know that language matters. And once you get clear on your goals and you get to the editing process, mm-hmm. you know, look at some of the different schools of thought on that and find which works for you, because different things are going to work for different people.
And have fun with it.
Yeah.
Fun with it. Don't make it a chore.
Right, right,
yeah.
right. And if it is work, if it is burdensome, get the help that you need to tweak that and turn that around.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That there is a sense of joy or at least a sense of peace, you mm-hmm. know, the whole Zen chop wood carry water thing, you know, there is an element of peace that should come from just the daily routines of living an ordered and a disciplined life, you know.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment. We're going to come back with our guest in just a moment. Beth, Happy New Year to you, and we will be talking to you in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.